to the Fantasy's Finest Fantasy Football Podcast. Here are your hosts, William Spencer, Jalen McQueen, and Mark Carter.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome back to the Fantasy's Finest Podcast. I'm your host, William Spencer. We have a great show for you today. And before I say anything else, Mark Carter is back in the building. He's behind the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Mark Carter.
Yes, sir. What's going on, man? Dude, it's good to be back, man. Seriously, I missed this podcast, man. Just to take care of, but you know, listen, dude, we're back. Talk about some football, man. Listen, I cannot wait, man, for the show to begin. I missed you, dude. How you been?
I missed you too, man. Like, it's been a minute, and I know you had some things to take care of, and you know, we said before that your seat wasn't going anywhere, and I held true to that, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Listen, you and Ace held it down, man, which is, you know, of course, man, the show got to go on, you know. You had to push out the content, man, you know, and listen, the fans appreciate it, man. So, listen, big ups to you. Big ups to all the fans listening in, for sure, you know, and keeping tuned in, like, seriously. Much love to everybody, man, that's holding the show down.
Yeah, man. And I have to, before we jump into the show, I'll break down the show like I normally do. But I have to apologize. We weren't able to get week 2 and week 3 episodes done. It's when you talk about fantasy football and doing content, it's more than I think people realize. It's not just, you know, I get behind a camera and do videos and all that stuff, because you got stuff that's going on in the background and personal lives and things like that. But it was just so much stuff going on. And then, like, I'm not just doing Fantasy's Finest. I'm working with other outlets to get out content. I'm writing for League Winners. I'm writing for Fantasy Data. I got picked up by Dynasty Fantasy. Let me get the name right. I'm sorry. Dynasty Football Factory to do Dynasty format stuff. And it's just been a lot. And I'm trying to get more stuff done with the latter. But they're already in season. So it's like, you know, I'm coming on as a staff writer, but it's just
now truly
in the door as far as whatever's going on during the season.
I feel you, but now can we talk about what's the plans as far as what we have in store as complete Fantasy Finest whole in general?
Yeah. Matter of fact, we're supposed to be hooking up with PSF. That's one of the announcements that we didn't get to mention earlier in the other episodes because we didn't get a chance to do them. So, you know, my bad for not getting those episodes out, but we didn't leave you hanging. If you went on to fantasyfinance.com, we had all our content for starts and sits, waiver wire stuff. All the in-season content is coming up on the website too. And I've actually, shout out to the people who've been checking out the website, because I've noticed that the numbers have been going up for views and stuff. So, thank you for checking out the website, share the content, and maybe we can get some more people in. That would be great. But yeah, we're Fantasy's Finest. We got some stuff cooking. Like, we just hooked up with PSF. I'm trying to pull up their app because I want to get the name right.
Oh, yeah, I should do the same thing too. I need to grab their app when I get a chance.
Yeah, like, you can't just talk about somebody and then not have their stuff up.
Yo, facts. Yeah, exactly.
It's the Pro Sports Fans application. And, you know, what they do is they're another source of content for fantasy football, for sports, and all of that good stuff. Like, they've been recruiting a lot of people over the last, at least until they reached out to us, for the last few months, getting ready to prepare for the regular season, for the fantasy season in particular. And that's why we got brought on, because we're going to be doing fantasy football content. We're going to be doing live streams for the week. I think we're going to do two episodes or episode a week or something like that.
But yeah,
we're getting in there. And, you know, it's time to you got to hit the ground running. So
exactly. You can't get no other good content anywhere else, man. Exactly. You're right. You know what I mean? That's why they brought us here. Come on,
yo,
man.
Venice is making moves, man, and I'm loving it right now. I'm loving it.
Facts.
And we got growth. The TikTok page is growing up. The YouTube page is growing up. We got to get some more content over there. But we just got a lot of things going on at once, and it's just we don't want to leave the podcast out. That's the first and foremost.
So facts.
That's why we're here. We're getting you guys back. We're getting back on track, and we're going to get you guys right for week four. So the episode that we'll be jumping into, we'll be discussing some waiver wire ads for week four. We got to talk about our pick'ems because we started that back up for the season. And you know in charge right now. You know your boy. And
come on. It's early, dog. It's week. Listen, man. It's, as everybody knows, I'm still the Swami here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
listen, it's still early. You know what I mean? I'm just giving you a little handicap. That's all. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
A three-week handicap. You know,
that's
it. I'm not even going to fraud because you actually did pretty well for week three. If I remember correctly, I did the tally, and me and Jalen got 11. We made 11-5 together, and then you actually got first place for week three at 12-4. You eked out a dub to take the top spot for week four.
Absolutely. Now,
I'll let you spit your game real quick because I'm gonna throw some shade on that real quick.
No. Because here's the thing about it, man. Because week one, week two, week three were all common sense picks, man. Y'all was going off the rip, you know. We were like, okay, I would get the Raiders. I'm like, why? You know what I'm saying? It's like, first of all, man, as far as gambling, and of course we don't gamble here for sure. But when we talk about, for those that's listening out there, man, if you do gamble and you look at what picks Will and Ace did, and we're like, nah, man, they're going against the grain here, because, like, seriously, you know what I mean? This is all abnormal stuff, man. For me, I'm going with what I know common sense should say, you know what I'm saying? Every game that's supposed to be, like, this team A is supposed to be beating team B, that's what I'm doing. And, of course, you get some upsets, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't know how Will gets these squeaker picks, man. It's so stupid, dog. It's really stupid. Really stupid.
I was getting clammed for my picks. I'm like, I had one guy on Twitter. He was like, oh, it's so easy to make picks when you're picking the favorite. I'm like, well, why would I pick? Like, well, you're about to make me pull up the sheet for week one. It's like, why would I pick? I can't even give you a good analogy, but it's like, why would I pick one team that I don't feel is going to win just because they're not their favorite? And if you want to be like, oh yeah, upsets happen all the time. Sure, we can get with that. But if you're picking out of 16 games every week, you're not picking the underdog every single game. And
right.
If you are gambling, you're going to be broke. You can't pick like that. I can't get with that. So, and I went, I was like 12-4. I was 12-4 on my picks in week one.
Yeah.
Dude,
the stuff that shouldn't be happening because, like, it makes no sense whatsoever. Like, for real. It legit makes no sense. You would pick New York Jets over Buffalo Bills at week one. I don't get that, dude. Like, who in your right mind would – you know what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers, man, and who know? Like, we didn't really, you know, we didn't know that Aaron Rodgers would be in a Jets uniform for 75 seconds, you know what I mean? We didn't know that, you know? So, it
he
was like, dude.
The flag and then got out the first series.
Yo. But the thing about it is, it's like, people want to write mouth, but like, oh, Buffalo should be handling business week one against, like, a little above par defense. You know what I'm saying? This makes no sense for you to be picking the Jets over Buffalo, because I forgot whatever picks that you did. Cleveland over Cincinnati. Come on, man. Deshaun Watson over freaking – well, I mean, you got – I think – what was it? It was a banged-up Bengals anyway from the start, man.
But the whole week one, if you weren't playing in a dome and you were playing outside, you were playing in nasty weather. Those were, like, defensive games. New York versus Dallas, Cleveland versus Cincinnati. Who else had a bad game? The Eagles versus the Patriots. Like, those were all rain games.
Right.
I went with the up. Now, the Cleveland game, I did go with the upset because I'm sure Cincinnati was the top dog in that game.
Right.
So I went with Cleveland, and it worked out. I went with the Eagles over the Patriots. I felt like that was going to work out.
Well, obviously, yeah. You know it's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. Those are common sense picks, though. Look at week two. All right, week two, you dominated. I ain't going to lie. You did. I'll give you that.
See, that's why we need to do video, because I'm over here flexing. I was doing my thing.
Dude, but look at – again, you look at – what would be the common sense, man? Green Bay should beat Atlanta. I don't know how that turned away the other way around.
I'm gonna pick Atlanta to beat Atlanta.
Come on,
they're gonna get it done,
dude. Detroit should beat Seattle. I don't know how that turned around, cause you know what I'm saying, yeah. Dude. Certain stuff like that, cause it was like, yo, what in the world is going on, man? Like, these teams are showing the true colors over here. That just makes no sense.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, the pick was so right now. I believe I'm in the lead. I have to do total tallies before we get the week four sheets up. So I think I'm in the lead. I think the lead is a little bit closer now because of you going 12-4.
Absolutely, man.
And 11-5.
Yeah, Jalen sucks, man. I know Jalen will listen to the show, right? Jalen, you suck, dude. Yeah, you listen. Take the toilet bowl chip. You know what I'm saying? Or the last place. We gotta give a last place loser medal, man, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because I'm definitely getting a championship belt.
Nah, you ain't doing that. I don't know what you're talking about, cuz this is still early.
I'm back to back like Drake.
All right, whatever.
Again. Well, we gotta talk about our L's.
I wanna talk about that.
My Cowboys and your Broncos, man. We took it on the chin this.
First of all, you can talk about your Cowboys. That's a soft L, man. I want to talk about my team. I don't want to do it. You kidding me?
Yo.
I don't want to talk about my team, dude. Nah.
I've been waiting to talk to you about this because it was so bad.
Dog, all I'm going to say is my Super Bowl. Listen, Dick, I'm already done with the season.
What?
My Super Bowl right now is us firing Vance Joseph. That's my Super Bowl win. I want Vance Joseph gone. I want him. I want to run him out of town with pitchforks and torches. I want to run out of town, dude. Really, like, seriously, man, throw that man over the boat, cuz seriously, that's my Super Bowl. If we can get rid of Vance Joseph, I'd say this is a successful season. I don't care if we go winless. You know what I mean? Because listen, we'll get the sweepstakes anyway. We'll just get another quarterback too. Because I still don't feel. Even though Russell Wilson is kind of getting his form back and all that too, because it's not the offense problem. The defense sucked under Vance Joseph. You know what I'm saying? But again, I still don't really feel comfortable with Russ. So I was like, you know what? We need fresh legs or something, man. We need a fresh kid, you know, taking the helm maybe even next season or the season afterwards. But this season, get rid of Vance Joseph. That's all I want. That's all I want, yo. Seriously, that's all for Christmas. It's all for Christmas. By Christmas, I guarantee right now, you can quote me on this one. By Christmas, or before Thanksgiving, Vance Joseph is gone, dude. Vance Joseph is gone.
Yeah, he got to go. And
yeah, seriously,
the fact that the Dolphins were about to break an NFL record on y'all with scoring the most points in the game.
Holy crap,
72 points. Then they took their foot off the gas.
touchdowns.
I'm like, yo, this is just disrespectful.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, I could not answer the phone. Everybody that tried to call me, man, listen, screw y'all.
Yeah, for real, I definitely was one of them trying to send up signal flares because you was not.
Of course you were.
No text messages.
No, man.
I was trolling on TikTok. You was not responding to nothing.
No, y'all, dude, come on, man. You're going to call everybody. Y'all calling and texting. I'm at a funeral, cuz. And I'm looking at the death of the Broncos, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not picking up the phone. That's out of respect, man. You know what I'm saying? For the dude. I'm good.
He's
I'm good. I'm good.
This is the first pile of dirt on
him. Dude, I can't, man.
I can't laugh too hard, bro. Like, the Cowboys should have beat the Cardinals, like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they came in the game. I mean, they had injuries and stuff, but you still supposed to handle business. And they look, to me, they look past our Arizona Cardinals. 222 yards on the ground, giving up a lot of defense. And morons are still, and this is, oh my God, this is why I can't watch shows like Speed Get Undisputed. You got Shady McCoy talking about something. Yeah, I'm blaming Dak. You are such a meat writer.
Yeah. I can't stand him either. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, you're right.
Here and like I said on Twitter and stuff, Dak threw that interception at the end of the game because he was trying to fit the ball in.
Right.
Even before the pick, you were losing the game. 222 yards given up against the run defense. Mm-hmm. Then you got six or seven plays over 20 yards of play coming from Josh Dobbs. Not to mention all the penalties that didn't get called, and then you had 13 that did against the Cowboys for over 100 yards. You're not going to win a game like that. But because people, the masses, refuse to be able to think on their own, oh, Dak Prescott is a problem. He threw an interception. My guy, they had to score a touch. They had to score two touchdowns just to tie the game or get
right.
You are not going to do that in 3 minutes. And I had boys talking about something. Well, why? They could have went for the onside kick. And then I'm like, well, what's the success rate of an onside kick in the NFL?
These guys think it's Madden, dude. Like, for real. Come on.
You're not pulling that out of your behind, and it's going to work. 5.6%. That's the success. That's the success rate for an onside kick.
5.6%.
You want to sit up here and tell me, well, they could have kicked the onside? No, that's not going to work. And then that's if you get the ball back, and if you don't, the game's over anyway.
Pretty much, yeah.
But you had to score the touchdown. The offense was, at that point in the game, the offense was not moving fast enough. And they have red zone issues that are easily fixed. And I can get into that later. But we got to get into the show, man. I just wanted to vent about the Cowboys and the Broncos, man.
Yeah.
It's some nasty L's. But, hey, our squad, well, not your squad, but the Cowboys, they 2-1. We're over 500, so
it's no more, man.
It's one bump. Some weird losses out of the way early in the season that have them coming in late. And it's happened to every other NFL team, so we can't sit up in here and be like, oh, well, the Cowboys are frauds. If that's the case, then Kansas City was frauds for losing to the Colts last year. The Eagles were frauds for losing to Washington last year.
Yeah, how about that?
You know what I'm saying? It just happens. It just, when you watch those media shows, you lose the ability, people lose the ability to think on their own. Because it's like, if I say Shady said it, it must be real. No, you need to be able to think on your own. But let's get into these waivers, man. We got waivers. We're going to do our swindlers list, our buy low targets for week 4. Follow the podcast on all podcast platforms, iHeartRadio, Google, Apple Podcast. Matter of fact, Google's going away. They're going to be.
Is it?
Yeah, I just got the email earlier today.
Really?
Google
wow.
Podcast is going away, and they're going to debut podcasts on YouTube, YouTube Music. So you can follow us over there once they get that up and running. But for now, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Hit the subscribe button on there. You can follow us on all our social medias at TikTok, YouTube TV. I'm not to YouTube TV. Oh, we're on YouTube, Twitter, IG, Facebook, and we're on Threads. Follow us at Hype_Finest. You can follow Ace at Wholesome. He's now Wholesome_Ace. I think we mentioned that. I got to update the.
Yeah, I got to change that. Yeah, you're
he changed his name probably more. He changes underwear. You got to fix that.
Oh, he does. He does second. I was gonna say he does sex changes on Twitter all the time, man. So it's like, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what name he gets next. I'm like, God darn, cuz. Am I following you or what?
Make sure to follow Mark too on Twitter at McNux, McNux. And follow the podcast, Fantasy's Finest, across all social media platforms as well. So we got to get into the news. We got to talk about what's going on, bro. All I'm going to say is we're going to start with the Jets, and these guys are morons. But let's get into the news. News and notes from around the NFL.
News and notes from around the NFL.
All right, first up. Now, I didn't know this before we got on, so I updated the doc. But former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick wrote a letter to the New York Jets asking to join their practice squad.
I thought, who cares?
No.
Come on, really?
Here's why. Because for fantasy, Zach Wilson is horrible. He's hurting everybody.
For sure.
He sucks. He has
yeah, he
to
does.
Go. He has to go. And Robert Saleh, for whatever reason, is holding true to Zach Wilson. Like, he's good. He's not good. You had Aaron Rodgers there for a reason. He was there because Zach Wilson sucked. That's why.
All right. So the hypothesis, right? You think Colin Kaepernick would produce better than Zach Wilson at this
Bro,
time?
Bro, my grandma in a wheelchair can produce better than Zach Wilson. It doesn't make any sense. He's hurting Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson was supposed to have a breakout year.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Breece Hall was supposed to come back stronger than ever. There's no threat for any of that to happen with Zach Wilson back there. Oh, my God. Did you see the Patriots game? That was horrible. And if you want to see talk about the weather, cool. I'll give you that because that's what happened in week one. But, God, holy crap. Holy crap, that was horrible. So Colin Kaepernick coming in would be, I think he would be better than what Zach Wilson is giving you right now.
Yeah. I kind of agree a little bit. Yeah. But still, it's like, dude, I don't know, dude. You feel like he's done this, you know, how long he's been out of the league? What, for?
It has been a while.
Come on, man.
He's 35 now.
Oh, no, dude. It's way past pasture, dude.
But look, Zach Wilson is that bad that I'd be willing to take a chance. What they have, there are guys that they can go grab. Carson Wentz.
That's what I was going to say, too. It's like, okay, you know, yeah, who cares? Who cares about Colin Kaepernick writing a letter to the – who cares?
Yeah.
Like you said, I remember your status, too, man. Go and grab Carson Wentz because he's proven.
It's a no-brainer move. If you have playoff expectations, forget the Super Bowl because that's out now. You're not getting to the Super Bowl as it stands right now. But you cannot afford to lose any more games in a division that you have with Miami, with Miami and the Buffalo Bills. You got to start winning some games, and you can't do that with Zach Wilson. And then, you know what these fools went and did? They signed Trevor Siemian.
Get my man, Smiley, cuz.
Yo, he is Smiley too.
Why? That's what are you talking about? I'll guarantee you Trevor pulls numbers, cuz. I guarantee you next week we'll talk about Trevor being on the waiver wire.
Oh, my God. If we do, I might delete the whole podcast.
I guarantee you. I stand behind Trevor, dude. I know, listen. Okay, besides being a biased, you know, Broncos fan, he did some good deeds with us, for sure. But I feel like, yeah, he's another proven product as well, too. You know what I'm saying? Besides Colin Kaepernick, you know?
At this point, anybody is better than Zach Wilson.
Oh, for sure, yeah. You're right.
Somebody, not Trevor Lawrence. Go get Carson Wentz, bring him into the Jets, and then you at least have a chance to get to the playoffs.
One last thing. This would be a good time for Tom Brady to come out of retirement again.
Tom Brady, you keep your old behind on the sideline. Keep doing the commercials.
I hope that happens. Like, seriously, that's a bold prediction. But, yo, I really hope that happens. That'd be great, because, seriously.
One more Tom Brady. Get Tom Brady. Sit your old behind down. You can stay over here. Now, moving along. Lions running back David Montgomery is trending in the right direction, according to head coach Dan Campbell. Mm-hmm. He's recovering from a thigh injury in the Detroit Lions play against the Giants. Did I get that right? The Giants? No, it's Green Bay.
The
Giants in there. I was writing quick. They played the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. So that's a good sign. David Montgomery will come back if he plays on Thursday Night Football against the Packers. That's a good look for.
Need a back, man, because Gibbs ain't really doing nothing fancy wise, man. And honestly, it was so funny how Gibbs, a lot of fantasy owners, man, bought Gibbs, hired in Montgomery, man. I'm like, that's crazy, man.
I didn't get Montgomery on a whole bunch of teams, but I definitely was scooping him when I could.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm fine there. He's got that Jamal Williams role.
Yeah, you're right.
Speaking of running backs, Giants running back Saquon Barkley was recovering from a ankle injury and is considered day to day. According to head coach Brian Daboll, there may be a chance for him to be able to play in week four.
I kind of Please, please. You know how many teams I got Saquon on, cuz? Please. Seriously.
Yeah. Fantasy managers definitely need Saquon back because the Giants offense is hot duty water without Saquon Barkley on the field.
Right, and he was the easy, like, third running back picked off the board. Please to show some respect to us, man. You know what I'm saying? And get your – I don't care, but take some steroids, man. Get your foot out back on the field.
You got to come back right, man. If I'm Saquon Barkley, I'm not coming back fast at all because y'all went and paid Daniel Jones $40 million. You wouldn't give me 16, and now you're struggling without me. Kick rock.
You know what? That's no, wait. Wasn't there – real quick, on a side note, wasn't there, like, an investigation to talk about as far as – running backs, man, you know, getting injured or faking injury and all that too, just so that they can get like
a rumor. But they, none of them are really going to do that because it's going to mess up their bread. You messing up opportunities to be able to go and get another check. You're not going to risk that because you want to fake injuries.
That's a good point.
Let's be real. Were we really concerned about the Giants' offense without Saquon Barkley in it?
No.
Come on. We know Daniel Jones ain't nothing.
He's trash. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
He's garbage. That was a no-brainer. The Giants mucked that up.
Yeah, and when you saw that with the Niners, because the Niners, man, made Daniel Jones look like a JV varsity quarterback, dude. Like, seriously. Yes.
That was it was fun to watch, but it was horrible to watch.
You ain't lying, cuz.
It was like, good Lord. Now, let's wrap up the news segment with this. The Green Bay Packers wide receiver Christian Watson is planning to play for Thursday night against the Lions. He's dealt with a hamstring injury that kept him out of the first quarter of the NFL fantasy season. If Jordan Love and Christian Watson really link up,
that's gonna be interesting.
We might be seeing something because Love has been balling.
Yeah,
Love has been balling. And shout out to me because I'm the one that said that he was gonna break out. And if you don't,
were you?
Yep, I definitely was on that bandwagon. And you can find my article on fantasydata.com under "Is Jordan Love going to break out this season?" Now, I know it's early, and I'm not doing a victory lap. I'm just saying, if it goes down and he locks it in, let's say he finishes, you know, top 12. I'm just saying, that's a good look for a guy who got his first start. And he's already throwing, like, what, 6 touchdowns over the first 3 weeks of the season? And he's got a
touchdown. But at the same note, though, man, I mean, Romeo Doubs is now getting some traction, man. And here's the thing. I mean, I know Watson is going to be good for fantasy owners too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Watson was, it's going to be for me, you know what I mean? Like, just don't bring the hype down on Romeo yet, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, no. Let's keep it consistent, you know?
No, you definitely need Romeo Doubs on a fantasy lineups because they're going to pass the ball to those two guys. You're getting passes to Christian Watson and Doubs, and if Watson isn't playing, Doubs is going to get that work.
Absolutely.
But we got a couple other guys that we need to talk about in our waiver wire segment. So let's get to it. News and notes is done. Now let's get to the waiver wires and our swindlers list. All right, so week 4 waiver wire ads. Don't panic if you didn't get what you were looking for off the waiver wire, but there's plenty of players, plenty of targets that you should still be looking for. We got to talk about the big ones because, for a clear reason, because you need to have these guys on your fantasy roster.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Devon Achane. Devon Achane, now, I'm going to say this. Devon Achane was a guy that I said that you should stash on your fantasy rosters right out of the draft. Like, he should have gone unclaimed. He should have been drafted in the later rounds and put on your bench to stash because we knew At least I knew. And it's not like, and this, now when I say this, I'm not saying like, oh yeah, I'm a soothsayer or anything like that. I'm not saying it like that. But when you saw, when I looked at his tape, this were coming out of the draft, I was like, yo, this kid's speed, his speed is unreal. And then you look at where he landed at in Miami by Raheem Mostert, who's balling right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Did you see what he did to the Broncos? Oh, of course you did.
Yeah, listen, see?
Of course. My bad, see? Yo. My bad. I'm not trying to give you no football PTSD.
Nah, man. I ain't trying to hear that, dude. I ain't trying to hear that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'll just wrap it up with this.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get people on the A-Chain trade before the season took off. And I said this before on another show. I didn't even initially thought that he was going to be any. I didn't think he was going to be. I overlooked him a little bit. Follower hit me up, was like, yo, you need to be looking at A-Chain. And I was like, all right, looked at A-Chain. And I changed my top five rookies coming out of the draft. I was like, yo, he's legit. But we got to see why. Over 200 yards from scrimmage, like 3 or 4 touchdowns, he was going ape in the. Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator was talking him up all week.
But again, to fantasy owners out there, man, this was against, okay? This was against Vance Joseph, okay? I'm not going to say my team. I'm going to say this was against Vance Joseph. A-Chain is not going to go against Vance Joseph every week. So you got to keep that in mind, you know what I'm saying? Next week, A-Chain is going against the Bills. Can he do the same thing, 203, 2 touchdowns, 30 yards reception and 2 touchdowns receiving against the Bills? No. So keep him under that 4% start. You know what I'm saying? Keep him in your bench. That makes no sense, dude.
Like a because you're not, right
you're not, no, because you're not going to get – I'm thinking the truth. You're not going against Vance Joseph every week. Is he a waiver wire? For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. But he's not going to produce that kind of numbers every week, dude. Absolutely.
Well,
you know
nobody's expecting him to run for 200 yards, you know.
All right, well, over and under 100 yards against the Bills.
I'll take the over.
You'll take the over?
I'll take the over, only because it only takes one run with him.
Not with the Bills' defense. No.
And who have the Bills played so far that has a running game? You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, okay, but still, man,
Washington, really? And Brian Robinson has been cooking, but it's the Commanders.
Yeah,
nobody's getting back for them. Who else did they play? They played the Jets. The Jets ran all over them. You saw what Breece Hall was doing in his first game back, and he still had the handcuffs on him.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they didn't really put it on anybody that's got a run game like that. Or any higher end running back, let's just say that.
Right, but remember, fantasy owners, you're not going to get 47 points every week, man. The most A-Chain going to give you is I think what maybe right now he's looking at a possible 6 points for the Bills or something like that, maybe.
Respectful.
That's what they're saying. You know, what I mean, like yo,
Hermans, he should get more than 6 points.
I that's what we said. But Mostert, man, like, yeah, you definitely go ahead and keep him in for sure. You know what I'm saying? But A-Chain, I mean, good pickup. But you're not going to – I feel like he might get dropped, man, after, like,
If he gets dropped, go ahead and scoop him.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of teams going to drop him midseason, man.
I'm fine with that. Because you have two running backs who have had injury histories. Matter of fact, Jeff Wilson is on IR right now. So you already have – a situation where the guys that are ahead of him are injury prone. Raheem Mostert. Mm-hmm. And the way Raheem Mostert is playing, I hope he plays the rest of the season.
For sure.
Even with Mostert playing, you still get that 50-50 split. That means there's an opportunity for A-Chain.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, like I said, keep an eye out for A-Chain. Week 7 against the Eagles, week 8 against the Patriots, week 9 against the Chiefs. Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a down decline. Yeah, you pick him up after that. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, look at you. That's the Swami I know because your picks wasn't it. That was sound fantasy advice right there.
Listen, I'm just saying, man. But don't everybody gonna praise? I swear to God, A-Chain is gonna be insane getting picked up, man, right now. Or you know, if he's still available, it's just like it's fool's gold, dude. It's fool's gold. You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Let's go to the quarterback position now.
Yep,
C.J. Stroud.
I like him, man.
He caught my attention in week one, and I had him on the waiver wire article for week two. Week three. He was on the week three waiver wire ad. And I don't think fantasy managers were paying close enough attention to this. He's still rostered under less than, I think, 20% of fantasy leagues, according to NFL Fantasy.
Correct.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
That's a mistake because you got guys like Joe Burrow who are, you know, dealing with injuries. Lamar Jackson has been all right. But to start the season, a lot of the quarterbacks that were on the higher end weren't producing. You know, Patrick Mahomes about to turn the corner, you know, after following up the Bears. But Stroud should be a guy who should be on waiver, who should be on a fantasy lineups. And I've managed to start him the last 2 weeks in quite a few leagues because I had quarterback positions that just weren't working out. They weren't putting up a lot of fantasy. Matter of fact, I folded up my homie with CJ Stroud as my quarterback. Here's the thing. I don't want to make this long, but my homie was talking trash in our league chat. I think you know who it is. Top tier.
So yeah.
He was talking greasy, and he was talking greasy like 2 weeks before we played. And I was having a quarterback issue. I think one of the quarterbacks I had got hurt. Or they weren't producing. So I ended up having to go and get another quarterback. And I had three guys that I were looking at, what I was looking at. It was Stroud, Mac Jones, and Matthew Stafford. And I'm like, I got to get one of these three guys. And he goes into the league chat and he goes, yeah, we need to believe Will. He's having quarterback troubles. To the league chat. Yeah, we're going to make him force a trade. He's going to have to give up Stephon Diggs, the one of us, because I got the highest waiver wire priority. So I'm going to take Matthew Stafford. And he's out here petitioning other players to go and grab up quarterbacks. Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford, Ryan Tannehill. I'm like, if you guys listen to him and waste your waiver priorities, try and keep me from getting a quarterback, you're done. And I'm looking I was like five or six on waiver wire priority. So I'm like, even if I don't get Matthew Stafford or Brock Purdy, I just needed somebody to give me like 25 fantasy points a week. I'm like, if people get either of them, I can definitely nail CJ Stroud. And that's what ended up happening. Fast forward, and I wasn't going to keep this long. Fast forward, we played week three, cooked him.
Yep.
Cooked him. And the only reason he got the game close was because Joe Mixon scored a 14-yard touchdown on Monday Night Football against the Rams. Mm-hmm. But I was smoking him. My team dropped 140, and I left Raheem Mostert and Devon Achane on the bench. He was talking, you don't know what you're doing. I'm like, All right, I'm not going to get back and forth with you. I said what I had to say. I'm going to cook you. And then proceeded to do said cooking. So I'm like, you just have to have a plan. And I think CJ Stroud is a part of that plan. He's throwing the ball so much and so well.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an interception.
And honestly, And honestly, CJ is a safe bet going for the rest of the season, man, because you're only facing top 10 teams, man, three times. That's it. You know what I mean? Saints, the Panthers, and the Browns. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Everybody else is booty juice, man.
Did you say the Panthers?
CJ, Panthers are number, I guess quarterback? Yeah. Number five, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, there's a thing. You got to look at the rest of the squad, the season, dude. It's basically butter for CJ, man. And honestly, I feel like CJ can tear up Carolina as well, too. Like, you know, obviously. I feel like they can tear up Carolina easily, man. So CJ is your best pickup, man. Right now, what is he, like the eighth quarterback right now, man. You know, eighth rank. Dude, I feel like it's going to climb the ladder, man. You know what I mean? That's your sleeper right there for this season. As far as going into the next season, man, he might be like top three quarterback going off the board, man. To be honest with you, I'd like this guy, man. Mm. I really do.
I mean, he's doing his thing right now, so it's hard to debate whether or not, you know, going into the future is kind of hard to do. But the fact that he's doing his thing this early as a rookie quarterback,
yeah,
and the Texas offense is not, you know, world breaking. Like they won it. Matter of fact, they did just beat Trevor Lawrence, the golden child, the new golden child.
I still don't believe in the man. I don't know what, just come on.
Yo, I was reading a report. They said Doug Peterson came and took over the play calling from Press Taylor because they sucked in the first half and Press Taylor was calling the plays.
I believe that, too. That's what Doug Peterson
was like, yo, man, you made me look bad, bro. Let me see that real quick. Let me see that extra bit. That play calling sheet. This is just horrible.
Yo, for real.
But yeah, CJ Stroud's doing his thing. You need to add, if you need a quarterback, this is a guy that you should be adding off waivers to get him on your fantasy team. And matter of fact, mm-hmm. I just pulled up Fantasy Data's whatchamacallit. He's actually the QB12 on the season. He's averaging 17.6 fantasy points per game. Mm-hmm. And he's right behind Josh. He's two spots behind Josh Allen and one spot behind Deshaun Watson. And he's like basically on his neck because Deshaun Watson is giving you 17.8 and Josh Allen is giving you 18 fantasy points per game. So he's coming in as a rookie and he's been able to produce at a high enough level that guys that you spent higher draft picks to get in Josh Allen and Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. he's like just behind them. Definitely got to add him on your fantasy team.
Facts.
Now, another guy I wanted to talk about, and you added him on, and I like where your mindset was. Josh Palmer, wide receiver for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Now, yes.
You tell me if I'm right on this. I feel like the narrative that's going to come out is Quentin Johnston needs to be drafted, and he should.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're overlooking how big of a connection Josh Palmer has with Justin Herbert, as opposed to what Quentin Johnston gives you as a big play guy. And I like Quentin Johnston. He was my number two wide receiver coming into the season among the rookies. But I don't think you can just pass over Josh Palmer.
Facts. And honestly, Will, you both are safe bets. Both are safe bets. So whichever one you want to go with, man, is perfectly fine. But I feel like the kind of antenna is leaning towards Josh Palmer at this moment. You know, you see the product that he put out, man. I mean, you can't refute it, man. Like, seriously, man, 66 and then the touchdown right there. Like, he's honestly, dude, he's you got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. That'll be definitely the one major pickup, man, after this week for sure of fantasy owners, man. You can't mistake that, man. I mean, listen, rest in peace, Mike Williams, but you know, it's, I'm saying that too because I got Mike Williams in like three leagues, and I'm kind of mad at that too, man. I'm like, you know what? I got to go with Josh Palmer. I was thinking about the same thing too. I was like, Quentin Josh. I got to wait, you know, wait is the scale. But I feel like Josh, you get a more, you know, you get a more kind of value, you know, with your squad, man. And then, but again, both players safe bets regardless. You know what I'm saying? So Josh.
In Los Angeles with Justin Herbert. It's just like, mm-hmm. you know, anybody could go off outside of Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen is going to go off every week.
So of course.
Like 20 to 20, 30 targets a game. It's like ridiculous. But yeah, there's just so much volume coming out of that offense that Josh Palmer and Quentin Johnson can still have successful weeks without maybe without even eating into each other's but we'll see how they carry out going into the rest of the season now that Mike Williams is out
for the year with that torn ACL.
Right.
Let's talk about one more. Now, we did have Tank Dell up here, but I had him on the waiver wire article last week.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, if you, I'm trying to be humble, but it's like, yo, I'm trying to get people information as fast as I can because I see things. And this is a guy that you could have added last week.
True.
Just playing under the radar, and you would have got him for cheap. Now you got to contend with everybody else because now he had another game back to back with a solid fantasy production. And did you see that deep ball he caught? Yo, I saw that joint in the Ballers League, right? They get points for a 40-yard touchdown. That joint jumped up to like 44 points for CJ. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's that connection, man. CJ the Tank, dude, all day, man. Every game.
Yep.
That Texan squad's gonna be vicious, man.
Yeah, when they get an offensive line and they can actually run the ball, that balance gonna be crazy. Yeah. But Tank Dell, I don't wanna get into him too much because he should have been a guy that everybody should have added last week, in my
facts.
But Luke Musgrave,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk about tight ends don't get a lot of love because there aren't a lot of them. Because, like I've said this plenty of times, when you get Travis Kelce, you get Mark Andrews, maybe Darren Waller or George Kittle, after that, it's like, okay, I'm just going to shoot in the dark and see who I get. But Luke Musgrave, man, especially with Christian Watson out the whole time, he's actually been pretty solid. And his last game, I think he had like 6 or 8 targets. Eight targets over 48 yards or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But
the fact that he's getting that much work is great for a tight end. You know, that's what you want because those kind of tight ends are hard to come by. You know, you're not going to get a tight end that's not named Travis Kelce or freaking Sam LaPorta. Jesus Christ.
You ain't lying, man.
And I had him on my bench. I was so mad. I don't even know why I had him on my bench. It was just like,
who'd you have started over him?
Zach Ertz.
Why, dude?
I had Zach Ertz. Matter of fact, my family league. My youngest son beat me. He beat me.
Your son, on the bench. Dude, your son's smarter than you. Like, why you put Zach Ertz kind of over him, man?
No, he ain't smarter. You know what? I won't say he's not smart because he grabbed Patrick Mahomes and Tua Tagovailoa.
He got
two cannons. He can start any week.
He's set.
I might have to steal one of them from him because he needed running back. I had to slide in them DMs and be like, wake him up in the middle of the night. Hey, son, you want to be
No, Dad. No, I'm just going to say
he tried to make a trade with me. And I'm like, after Landon burned me last year, I was like, no, I'm not making trade with none of you ninjas.
Right.
But getting back to topic, Luke Musgrave, man, if you can add him, especially if you have a tight end who's not producing as of yet, put him on your bench. And then you have put the guy that you have that's not producing on your bench. And then you get Luke Musgrave, and you should be, I won't say you're sitting pretty, because you can still see he can do more, especially since he hasn't scored a touchdown yet. But he had 15 targets to this point in the season. He's giving you about, what is it?
Where is it at?
7.8 fantasy points per game, over 124 yards all on the season so far. 73.3% catch rate.
Dude.
That's great.
And facts.
I would bank on even if Christian Watson comes back, Musgrave should still be involved in the offense. That just makes the Packers offense
even better.
Go along with your point, his targets is only going to get higher, man, especially going down the line. And when you go against, I think the next game is the Lions. Oh, dude. You got to dump it off of the tight end for sure. The Raiders afterwards in week 5, yeah. How the Raiders defense sucks anyway, man. So that's gonna be a field day, you know, for Love, you know, and Musgrave. And then after that bye week, you play against us. Yeah, you might as well go ahead and dump a freaking two Musgrave on Vance Joseph. Dump the ball to Musgrave every time on Vance Joseph. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say the Broncos.
That was the only position that didn't score a touchdown on y'all. The tight end.
Was a tight end. But you know what, though? You might as well. I guarantee you, Luke Musgrave, we'll go back in 3 weeks and I'll tell you, yeah, Luke Musgrave just killed us, man. He just took a dump on us, man. Like, seriously. You know?
I have to put him in my starts and sits article.
Yeah, for real.
Start for real, everybody against Denver. Just start everybody. It don't even
matter. Might as well, cuz. You might as well. Like, I ain't gonna lie, dude.
Matter of fact, yo, I think the Chicago Bears have the Denver Broncos this week.
This week.
If,
dude.
If Justin Fields goes off.
Stop. No. Oh my God. Because we will get a pity win right there. That's our pity win.
God.
No, that's our pity win, dude. I swear to God, that's our pity win. Don't say that. Don't say that. As bummy as Fields been, no, that's our pity win, dude.
Yo,
come on. That's a battle between. If Russell Wilson cannot beat Justin Fields, I'm listen, that lottery, man. Who's the prospect for this
Caleb
draft,
Williams.
Man? Yeah, that's our Super Bowl right there. That seriously.
He ain't gonna come here for y'all.
No, he ain't gonna come for us because we're gonna die, man. Get the heck out, dude. Get rid of Vance Joseph. We get Caleb Williams, dog, and a story. That's because
it's
I swear to God,
Russ, it's not Russ' fault that y'all defense suck.
I know it's not Russ's fault, man. But you telling me in a quarterback battle, Will, in a quarterback battle, man, Russell, stop. People that's listening to the show, ask yourself this: in a quarterback battle, Russell Wilson against Justin Fields. Are you kidding me, dude? Dude, if Justin Fields put a field day on us, cuz I swear, man. I swear to football Jesus, dog. Yo, man, listen, we want Caleb Williams. I'd rather tank this season, man. You know what I'm saying?
I had no choice.
Nah, dude, that should be a pity win for us, man. We should be 1-3 after this week, because that's all. That's it.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
Nah, dude, you got me nervous now, man.
Y'all going to be watching that game. If y'all lose to Justin Fields in Chicago – and y'all get good.
Nah.
Somebody gotta get fired.
Somebody gotta get fired. I think is it the Broncos and the Bears are only winless teams? I think I gotta look at the records for everybody, man. But yeah, come on, dude. Come on. Now this is a Vance Joseph firing game. Vance Joseph, like, yeah. They sat Vance Joseph down. I was like, okay, yeah, you're only 0-3 teams. Now if you don't get one win, you gotta, you know, put your resume somewhere else, man. You know, back some groceries, cause you gotta get out of here. Nah, Joseph is on the hot seat, man. I'm telling you right now, dude. Yeah, but come on. Yeah. We got it. This got to be our game, cuz. Oh,
hey,
my God.
Effie has to.
You got me nervous, cuz.
All right, now let's get into a couple of buy low targets, and then we'll close the show out. But we got four. Matter of fact, your man's made it on the list, Justin Fields. He's a buy low target for sure, but he's been in the dirt last couple weeks. He hasn't been performing to the hype that was given him this offseason. Matter of fact, Adam Rank is a Chicago Bears fan, and he's on NFL Fantasy, and like they got mauled by the Chiefs. I think that
mm-hmm.
I texted him. I was like, yo, somebody check on Adam Rank. He's gotta be feeling it right now. And like, I wasn't trying to be a douche about it, but Rank got it coming, because he was talking mad crazy this whole offseason, and like the slander was getting out of control. Like, and then it bled into the Cowboys stuff, and you know, the Justin Fields gonna be better than Dak Prescott, blah blah blah. And yeah. It's like, hey yo, Rank, AJ, you good? Like, yo, that's not a good look, man. Your boy is not doing it, he's not doing well. But you know, I feel like once he starts running more, getting out of the pocket, the fantasy points will come back, because that's what he's not doing. Over the first 3 weeks, he hasn't been running the ball like that.
Right.
He hasn't been running. He hasn't even tried to, like, really make an attempt to take off. And he's only given fantasy managers about 14.6 fantasy points per game. Let me make sure I got that right.
Yep, you're correct.
No, it's actually lower now. It's 13.3.
Really?
13.3. He does have 100 yards rushing, but it's over three games. That's not a lot. He is averaging 5 yards per attempt, but
right.
He's got more.
Now he's being started about like what 30% in leagues. Now, do you think that number is going to get lower?
Do you think time to go out and try and trade for him if you need a not if you need a quarterback, but if you need a backup, like I would flip something for Fields. But if the managers talk crazy, like I need to give up Raheem Mostert or somebody like that for Fields,
no,
kick rocks. But
yeah, if you need a kicker, man,
I'll throw you Brandon Cooks, or I'll throw you I'm not giving you
Nico Collins for no Justin Fields.
No, I'll do what? Why not?
I mean, if I'm deep at wide receiver, But I like Nico. I really do. Like, I got Nico late in fantasy drafts, and he's been killing it for me outside of last week.
So
I like wide receiver with that. Plus, it always feels like for me, every time I trade somebody, then I get an injury, and now I'm scrambling for another wide receiver. Like,
yeah, facts.
But if you can get Justin Fields on the cheap, I would do it. I would do it as long as it's not hurt my squad. And that's how you got to look at these buy low targets. If you can give up something without hurting your team, do it. If you have a surplus in a certain area, like let's say you have a lot of wide receivers and the guy that you are trying to trade with has, like, I can't even think of the bad wide receiver.
Not off the top. Say like one good wide receiver in this field.
If he got CeeDee Lamb and everybody else is wide receiver threes, like he got Paris Campbell's lineup, I don't be a
fan. Right.
But
right,
if he's got like something like that, then you can go over there and be like, hey, yo, bro, I can help you out. You know, and then you
get
another guy who we put on the list was Derrick Henry.
Right.
What's going on? Is the offensive line or the Titans that bad?
Yeah.
They need to go get Taylor Lewan back. For him not to be able to produce over the first three games, and maybe it's because of the matchups. You know, that's something that you have to consider too. And Ryan Tannehill is not exactly threatening anybody anymore. But Derrick Henry as the running back 21,
week four, averaging 11 points per game, dude.
Like that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. I never would have thought that he would have had a start that slow. Now, I would flip Raheem Mostert for Derrick Henry, but you got to throw something else in there. That's why.
Right. Stop. Now, really?
Would you do a straight up for Derrick Henry? Would you trade Raheem Mostert for Derrick Henry straight up?
Is that
if I want Derrick Henry, am I trade? So, yeah. See, that's gonna be tricky, man.
Because Derrick Henry is a big need, so I understand why people be apprehensive with doing it. But Raheem Mostert is literally the RB1 right now.
Right. Right.
So it's like,
you know, I could keep Raheem Mostert, he's going to ball. I feel like he's going to ball the rest of the season
as long as he stays healthy. But
yeah, but you wouldn't stack Mostert with somebody else for Henry. I don't think that's going to be I wouldn't do that, dude.
You wouldn't do it straight up. You would stack Raheem Mostert with somebody.
No, you know what? All right, so I probably would do it by myself. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
straight up. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Okay,
but Henry's definitely
on the list. That's me. Because of his past, the last couple seasons, you kind of feel like Derrick Henry has to turn it around at some point.
Mm-hmm. So
that would be the angle. But if I'm, like I said, if I want something else for plus Derrick Henry, like you don't have to be a wide receiver, a big wide receiver.
Like that's not the kind of deal. But
right,
give me something else to go with Derrick Henry. I'm giving up Raheem Mostert. Or, you know, a higher end fantasy product.
Right, right.
Let's do one more and then we'll shut it down. T. Higgins. T. Higgins has hit a point where he should be on the buy low list. He didn't do good against the Rams on Monday Night Football. I think he's up there. I think he's a guy that you should be looking to target too, because you know once Joe Burrow gets healthy, that turnaround is gonna be nice.
Oh, fact. Absolutely.
We saw Jamar Chase ball out, and I think T. Higgins is a target that you can get a little bit cheaper, unless the fantasy manager is just like, he's dead set on hoping Joe Burrow turns around too. Then it's like,
yeah,
you might not be able to prime away, but if somebody's, you know, looking a little 1-2-ish or 0-3-ish, you might make that move, big buddy.
yeah, you ain't lying, man.
But that'll be it for this episode. We are done. Thank you for checking us out. I don't have anything else to bring up to close the show out. I'm just shout out to Mark for
coming back to the show, though.
Really, yeah, absolutely, man. Yo, I'm glad he's back, man.
Doing solo episodes is not as fun as having people to throw stuff at. I gotta admit
that. That's bad.
Yeah, man, we're done. So until the next episode, hopefully you guys are doing well in your fantasy leagues to this point, but we will check you out in our next episode. You guys be safe, and until then, peace.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy's Finest podcast. Be sure to join the community on Facebook and follow us on Twitter too, @TheFantasy'sFinest. See you next episode.